you have 2 seconds to answer, true or false. If you get 7 or more, you can award yourself a Victorian stamp for your album. If you get less than 5, award yourself a Victorian stamp on the toe. Here we go. Number 1. Racing dogs along the street and betting on the winner was a crime. True or false? That's true. You would be fined £1. Number 2. Being cheeky to a teacher was a crime. True or false? That's false. Number 3. Snowballing was a crime. True or false? That's true. You could get a fine. Forgetting to do your homework was a crime. True or false? That's false. Number 5. Sliding on an icy pavement was a crime. True or false? That's true. Another fine for you. Number 6. Eating a pork pie after 9 p.m. was a crime. True or false? That's false. Number 7. A man dressing in women's clothes was a crime. True or false? That's true. James Wilson was fined 12 pence for this. Number 8. Laughing in school was a crime. True or false? That's false. Number 9. Shaking a carpet in the street after 9 in the morning was a crime. True or false? That's true. Shaking your carpet before 9 a.m. was all right, though. Number 10. Putting your tongue out at your dad was a crime. True or false? That's false. Number 11. Dumping your dead cat in the road was a crime. True or false? That's true. Dumping dead animals or rotten meat could cost you a £5 fine. Number 12. Coughing in church was a crime. True or false? That's false. Number 13. Throwing orange peel on the pavement was a crime. True or false? That's true. Dropping orange peel cost one young man a 12p fine in 1873. So, how did you score? Are you a... or are you a... The Victorian Age was the time when the British travelled around the world looking for countries to conquer. When they'd smashed the natives, then they made their country part of Queen Victoria's British Empire. The Victorians loved to hear tales of their unbeatable heroes in distant corners of the earth. Even common, dirty little Brit soldiers didn't give in. Private John Moyse, who came from Scotland, joined a Brit regiment called the Buffs. In the China War of 1860, a Chinese lord captured Moyse and told him to kneel. Moyse said, "Not even a poor Brit like me will bow to a posh Chinese lord like you." The lord had Moyse's cheeky Scottish head lopped off. Moyse became famous when Sir Francis Hastings Doyle wrote a poem about him, The Private of the Buffs. "And thus, with eyes that would not shrink, with knee to man unbent, unfaltering on its dreadful brink, to his red grave he went." The poem should have been about using your head, not losing your head. I'd have written it something like this. The Private of the Biffs. Last night he was a soldier brave, a private in the Biffs. Today he's lying in his grave. He's just another stiff in two pieces. He stood before the Chinese lord and showed no sign of fears. A British heartbeat in his chest, but no brain between his ears, or anywhere else for that matter. "Just kneel down there," the Chinese said. "Kneel down, I'll spare your neck." "I won't, because I'm a battling Brit. I won't, I say, by heck." Oops. The Chinese lord, he shrugged and sighed. "You are a brain-dead biff. You'll make me lop your silly head." The lord, you know, was miffed. So Private Moyse, they took him out and made him dig a pit. They melted him down and chopped his head. The head fell straight in it. And the body followed, thump. The sword was quick, so Private Moyes no pain in his neck felt. The Chinese lordy laughed and said, to get the chop, he melt. So I won. Moyes lost his head, his grave was red, and don't you feel like blubbin'? He didn't die for Britain's queen. He died 'cause he was stubborn as a mule.